Running back Mac Brown, he's in the studio. Good to see you, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
How's the work going right now? You're in week one of phase two. You're always in shape, though. So how's the offseason been treating you so far?
It's going good. I was in Atlanta training, had track coach, had a boxing coach, weight training coach. So I did everything I felt like I was weak on and try to strengthen my weaknesses. So when I came back here, all the coaches just tell me, like, look faster. I look a little slimmer, but I also gained weight the offseason.
I remember last year, right around OTAs, you were walking. You're not going to remember this, but you were walking down to the field, and Coach Gruden was talking to you, and he was telling you, hey, man, keep working. Something good's going to happen for you. And, in fact, it did. What was the key to your success last year?
Last year, I think the key to my success was just, you know, believing in myself, because, like, the coaches keep giving you, like, confidence. Like, well, you can do it. You know, you just need one big run. So after telling me that so many times, I said, okay, my next game, my next shot, I get the ball, I just got to break one. And ever since I broke one, I felt like I got more success after that.
Yeah, I mean, confidence is so important for a running back. I want to take you back to Tampa in the preseason in that horrible storm and conditions.
Yeah.
And you broke it. Would you think you were on the team prior to that run?
Man, my first two runs of the game, I was like, if I keep doing this, I'm going to make the team. So when I broke the 60-yard run, I kind of took the gas off. I should have broke two more, but I kind of like, after that touchdown, I'm pretty sure I made the team. But
yeah,
if I go back to it, I would have broke another one.
And your teammates swarmed around you after that. How did it feel for you looking back on that preseason? We'll get to the regular season in a second.
Man, it felt good, man. It felt like a lot of weight was taken off my shoulders. Because prior to that game, we played the Bills. And I think that's the game that really got my confidence. I broke on the sideline. I stepped out of bounds, but if I stepped out of bounds, I was gone. So just watching film from the previous game, I was like, you know what? We played Tampa, it's going to be some trouble. But then the weather came, I was like, I got to do something, though.
Are people sleeping on you this year?
I think so.
You think so?
I think so. Man.
Why do you think?
I just think because last year, you know, I did good in the preseason, but they really didn't see me do nothing during the season. But I felt like if I got in early in the season, I could have made some plays, but I know the coach believed me here, and I'm thankful to be here because out of 32 teams, this is the team that really chose me because I ain't have a college career. So now, just getting my confidence back with this type of offense, I feel like I could do a lot of big things.
Okay, Chicago last year, you get in the game, and we're in the radio booth, and one of us, Charlie, was it me or was it Cooley?
I think it was you.
Might have been me. I said, if you give Mac Brown the ball, he's liable to take it.
Oh, yeah.
What was that like?
It was good, man. I won't lie to you. When I heard you say that, I was like, man, it's cool because you always, like, say hi to me, walk through the building. And I know when I got that ball, the play before that one, I feel like I could have broke. The safety shot down in the box.
You're right.
And I said, if he come in that bad angle again, I'm going to score. He shot the same angle, so I bounced it outside, and I was like, nobody going to catch me.
So tell us about yourself, where you're from. You said you didn't have a college career. Tell us about why.
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I went to Martin Luther King High School. I came out as one of the top five backs in the country. Went to Florida, played for Urban. Then we had a coaching change, so going to my sophomore year, I was competing for starting job between Chris Rainey and Mike Gillisley. Broke my leg. When I broke my leg, I never got my skills back, really.
Right.
So, you know, just college career just kept getting injuries here and there. Then senior year, just, you know, things happen. But I mean, I'm thankful for college, though. So, really, I have a college career because of my injuries. But coming to pro, I feel like I finally got healthy.
Yeah, you are one of the happiest guys I've ever met. What is it about your makeup, maybe how you were raised? Why are you always on top of the world, man? I love your attitude.
Oh, man. I feel like, man, you wake up in the morning, you know, that's a blessing right there. You know, losing an uncle like 3 years ago, you know, made me value life even more. You know, just coming in the building every day playing pro ball is really big for me because, like I said, I was hitting rock bottom in college, like not being able to play in college, and now I'm still playing pro ball. I'm thankful, man. It's just whatever role they give me. But I really feel like the role this year is going to be something different.